Small and Simple Things. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Alma chapter 37, verse 6. Ways to help new members feel welcome. Introduce yourself to new ward or branch members and go out of your way to sit by them in classes and sacrament meeting. Make an effort to remember their names. Priesthood leaders and members of the Sunday School and Relief Society presidencies can invite new members to introduce themselves before the lesson begins. Offer to assist newcomers in moving in and becoming familiar with the area. Invite them to ward or branch activities. Be a friend. Continue to become acquainted with new members in the ensuing weeks and months. Engaging in family history work. Perhaps you are the only member of the church in your family and are new to family history work. Or perhaps others in your family have done much of the family history and temple work for your ancestors. Whatever your situation, there are still many ways you can contribute to this important work. If you're not sure where to start, start with what you know best, yourself. After all, family history isn't about your loved ones who are deceased. It's also about capturing your personal history as you live it. Here are some ways you might begin. Find an archival safe box and put your important records inside. Your birth certificate, diplomas, awards, journals, photographs, anything representative of your life. If you have access to scanning equipment, consider scanning old photographs to create digital copies of important photos. Keep a journal of inspiring thoughts, feelings, and events in your life. Interview your family members to record their life histories. Start with your oldest living relative. Ask questions like these. How did you get your name? What were your family traditions when you were young and later in life? What can you tell me about your family's special talents or characteristics? Compiling others' histories will be a family treasure for generations to come. Register for an account at www.new.familysearch.org and input the genealogical information you gather about yourself and family members. Online tutorials will help you step by step. If possible, attend the temple to perform ordinances for your ancestors. If you have questions about family history work, your ward or branch family history consultant can help. Treasures in Heaven. When we research our own lines, we become interested in more than just names or the number of names going through the temple. Our interest turns our hearts to our fathers. We seek to find them and to know them and to serve them. In doing so, we store up treasures in heaven. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Your Family History, Getting Started, Liahona and Ensign, August 2003, page 17. Church History Around the World. Hungary. Although the first Latter-day Saint missionary arrived in Hungary in 1885, he had little success and left after about 3 months. The first Hungarian known to join the church, Miska Markau, was baptized in Constantinople in 1887. He subsequently served a mission in Europe, but he was banished from Belgrade and later from Hungary because of his preaching. For many years, the political climate of Hungary limited missionary work there. During the 1980s, publicity about the church caused many Hungarians to investigate it. And later, in 1986, Hungarian government officials agreed to allow missionaries to enter the country. Since then, missionary efforts have met with great success. The Book of Mormon was published in Hungarian in 1991, and the first stake was created in 2006. The Church in Hungary. Membership, 4,594. Missions, 1. Stakes, 1. Districts, 2. Warts and Branches, 21. Dealing with Adversity. Living the Gospel has helped my family and me overcome temptation. I know that through fasting, paying tithing and daily prayer, combined with hope in the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can overcome temptation. But that doesn't mean that our lives will be free from adversity. I have also learned that the more obstacles we face, the more we can qualify for blessings and learn from our experiences. I like to think of adversity as the wind that blows a kite. The stronger it blows, the higher the kite can fly. Khion Revuth, Cambodia. Presidents of the Church. How well do you know the presidents of the Church? Take this quiz and find out. Answers are below. 1. After Joseph Smith, who served the shortest time as an apostle before becoming president of the Church? Brigham Young, 12 years. 2. Who served for the longest total time as a general authority? David O. McKay, nearly 64 years. 3. Who served the longest time as church president? Brigham Young, 30 years. 4. Who was the only church president born outside the United States? John Taylor, born in Milnthorpe, England. 5. Before President Thomas S. Monson, who was the only church president to have served as a bishop? Howard W. Hunter. 6. Who served a mission to what is now the Hawaiian Islands when he was only 15? Joseph F. Smith. 7. Who served as the United States Secretary of Agriculture while also serving as an apostle? Ezra Taft Benson. 8. Who was the longest-living president of the church? Gordon B. Hinckley, age 97. 9. Who broke bones in his arms and legs, accidentally split his foot with an axe, was bitten by a rabid dog, had his legs crushed by falling trees, nearly died of blood poisoning, nearly drowned, nearly froze to death, and survived the wreck of a speeding train? Wilford Woodruff. End of the article, Small and Simple Things.